So, I hope everybody enjoyed SummerSlam last Sunday on the live on the network. And unfortunately, I saw some good matches on Sunday. You know, the matches I pretty saw was, Nikki Cross, Alexa Bliss versus the Iconics, saw that match. It was a good match, by the way. They want to retain their titles. But on the other hand, though, the match that was very good the most was the Queen versus Trish Stratus in her hometown in Canada. And for one last match against those two, I was kind of hoping to see Trish Stratus beat the living daylights out of a Charlotte Flair. But unfortunately, we didn't see that happen on Sunday. And here's why. Because Charlotte Flair tried to give Trish Stratus the four-legged figure. And it was impossible for Trish to break that submission maneuver on Charlotte Flair. You know what I'm saying? So the matches were good. I'm proud of that. But the only problem is that when you specifically talk about a match like this, and this was the best SummerSlam ever, year 2019, don't get me wrong. But what I was hoping to see was some more matches on this. We didn't saw too many matches this year in SummerSlam, but it was a good SummerSlam though. The Women's Championship title. It was Becky Lynch versus Natalya. Now, unfortunately, Natalya was embarrassed by Becky Lynch because Becky Lynch made her tap out. That was good. It was good. So when you tap out of that match, you lost the match front square, and the referee had to give you a tap out maneuver, and that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. So, in other words, Trish Stratus, Becky Lynch knew what she was going for. Especially against like a person like Natalya. You know what I'm saying? So Natalya had time to have done something against Becky Lynch. And unfortunately, she wasn't able to, because Becky Lynch was the strongest woman inside the ring. And remember, now Becky Lynch has yet to lose her women's championship title. She has yet to lose it. She lost one title, and that was the SmackDown title. She lost that one to Charlotte Flair. That one she did lose. But the other one she retained. So, therefore, now, on Sunday, what got me confused, it was when Goldberg was getting talked about badly about with Dolph Ziggler, was talking bad about Goldberg on the other hand, which he was. You know what I'm saying? Which he was. And so I'm kind of thinking, well, why is he the one talking about it? You know what I'm saying? Why is he saying all this stuff about Goldberg? See, here's what Dolph Ziggler said about Goldberg, and excuse my words. He told Goldberg, "You don't got the balls. Why would you tell Goldberg that he doesn't have balls? That he doesn't have the balls to fight you, or that he doesn't have the balls to defend you? Which one is it?" Excuse me, again. Goldberg came back out three times in a row and speared Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler was left useless. He gets exactly what he deserves. I am very proud of Goldberg from Atlanta, Georgia, Central Time. I am proud of this guy. Goldberg truly amazes us. Goldberg was a former WCW superstar and was a former WWE Hall of Famer as well, too. So therefore, Goldberg knows all about the strategy of Dolph Ziggler. He knew how to read Dolph Ziggler. He knew he could guess what Ziggler was up to, so he could do it the same way, too. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, Goldberg had good quality of spears, because this spear is way stronger. And we didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. But here's one thing. For one night only, Edge came out and interrupted Elias and speared him inside the ring. That was a good one too. But he didn't fight him, but he speared him, all right? Now, one particular thing that kind of got me confused there, ladies and gentlemen, was when Kevin Owens fought Shane McMahon for the I Quit match. Now, the match just started, but he called for an enforcer, which was Elias. So Elias tries to distract the real referee from the WWE inside the ring. And he was guessing, well, how bad am I going to disturb this guy? Am I going to distract him for where Kevin Owens has to quit his job? Because right now, Kevin Owens, still to this day, has an employment job with the WWE. But Shane O'Mac has no job right now at the moment with the WWE. So he quit. He quit for now. But he's going to come back. I think he might return, what, next Tuesday? Yeah, next Tuesday he'll be back. Next Tuesday he'll probably be back. He'll probably be live satellite from his hometown in Connecticut. Or he'll be live on the headquarters. We'll see. What got me, though, was how did this match even begin? It was impossible to see two grown men fight against each other. You know what I'm saying? The scariest one was when the Fiend, that was ugly like a mother biscuit, he wore the sorriest mask ever against Finn Balor. And I thought that Finn Balor had just defended the Fiend. 1, 2, 3. Nope. He came out. His entry came out with a hairless mask. It looked like a real human being's mask. But it wasn't. Or was it? I don't know. So therefore, he lost that match. Now, the OC club, known as Gallows, Anderson, and AJ Styles versus Ricochet, they helped him out. They won the match. 1, 2, 3. On the other hand, Kofi Kingston defeated Randy Orton, known as the Viper. He won his title. He retained his SmackDown Championship title. How unfortunate is that? That's good. What got the entire WWE Universe and the Metroplex was angry. You know why? Because we thought that Seth freaking Rollins was going to lose this match against Brock Lesnar. What went wrong? What really went wrong for Brock Lesnar was Brock Lesnar was weak inside the ring. His body was sweating a lot. Now, Brock Lesnar has never given his Universal Championship title to Seth Rollins before. Not that I can remember, because watching the years that these two guys went back to back at SummerSlam, Brock Lesnar retained his Universal Championship title. So last night on Raw, Brock Lesnar did not show up. But Paul Heyman did. And let's just say Paul Heyman said some meanful things to Seth Rollins last night in Toronto. Not going to repeat what he said. But he said some awful things to Seth Rollins that just kind of got him heated up. You know what I'm saying? That is exactly what happened. Now, don't get me wrong. I was hoping to see Seth Rollins lose this match against Brock Lesnar. We didn't see that happen. We did not see that happen. So what got to me was what really went wrong in this match? You tell me. How come Brock Lesnar was sweet though? That's what I don't get about that. Brock Lesnar, out of all the years this guy fought in the WWE before, he has never seen that happen. I'll give you some of this here real quick on Major League Baseball. Murder the second inning now. The Red Sox lead Cleveland 2-0 is the score. While the Yankees lead the Orioles 3-0 bottom of the second inning. And Dodgers lead the Marlins 1-0, top of the second inning. We'll keep you updated on those games. Now, therefore, Brock Lesnar could have won his Universal Championship title. I think Brock Lesnar deserved this title more than anybody else. But Seth freaking Rollins, you gotta be kidding me with him. This guy has fought from top to bottom. But Brock Lesnar once wanted a chance to defeating Seth Rollins for Universal Championship. He couldn't do it. Now, next month, 15th of September, 2019, only live on the WWE Network, is that the movie? The Good Boys. Playing in theaters this Friday. So, I'm kind of hoping to see that Clash of Champions on 15th of September. So do you think by then, by next month already, which is not too far away, do you think Brock Lesnar will challenge Seth Rollins for another rematch for his Universal Championship? I think so. Here's what's going to happen. Let's say next Monday on Raw, on USA Network. Could we see Brock Lesnar live on via satellite? Telling the truth to Seth freaking Rollins or Paul Heyman saying the truth about that match and what transpired inside the ring. It is impossible for the Beast and Carnage to have lost that match. It is impossible, ladies and gentlemen. I was kind of hoping this match will turn 1-2-3, call it down in the, right in the middle, and that Brock Lesnar win the match. But Seth Rollins, the way he was injured a few weeks ago in Arkansas, backstage by Brock Lesnar, when Brock Lesnar sees a weak superstar of the WWE, Brock Lesnar will attack you right there and then. Brock Lesnar isn't scared of these guys. Okay, he's not scared of these guys. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, if I'm not afraid of this guy, why should I be afraid of him, though? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to figure out what is it you need to do. You know? So Brock Lesnar should have won this title, yes or no? And the answer is yes. Who deserved the Universal Championship win? Seth Rollins or Brock Lesnar? I'm going to say hashtag Suplex City. Suplex City deserved it the most. Why? Because Brock Lesnar is still a former UFC fighter and he's still a WWE superstar. So therefore, Brock Lesnar did most likely deserve this win. Not Seth Rollins. Nobody likes Seth Rollins. Nobody likes this guy because this city's guy is a underrated superstar. It's not to see him. But the majority of the Canadians did not like Seth Rollins winning that match. Half of them did. Half of them, they said no. No way, Jose. So therefore, do you think at Clash of Champions by next month, 2019, could we see a rematch between these two men? Between Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins inside the ring? Do you think we can see that happen? We'll see. You never know. He might fight him at either at next year's Royal Rumble or next year's WrestleMania. And where? In Tampa Bay, Florida. So you never know where he will end up fighting this guy. But I guarantee that Brock Lesnar this time, he will not be weak. He will prevail. He will prevail his claws on winning, or better yet, recovering what is his. Retaining what is his, because that Universal Championship belongs to Brock Lesnar. He is the owner of that title, and he has every right to retain that title. Not Seth freaking Rollins. Seth Rollins should have lost the match, but it's okay. It's okay. Brock Lesnar said, maybe he said, okay, I'm disappointed. He was disappointed because he was hoping to celebrate his win with Paul Heyman. They were planning to go out to eat at some restaurant, maybe in Toronto, or maybe back right here at home. Who knows? But Brock Lesnar was so excited to beat the Nets out of this guy. And we didn't saw that now. How bad is that? It looks real bad. One thing about Brock Lesnar, man, is that Brock Lesnar does not play around. Okay? Brock Lesnar is the type of guy that has no time for games. When he means business, he means business, man. I am telling you right now, this guy, he isn't scared of nothing. He isn't afraid of nobody. Because nobody gets in his way, he'll take him right out. He'll give him a suplex city 12 or 14 times. He'll give you 35 or 6 or 8 F5s. And he'll break you weakly. He'll get you when you're weak. He'll grab a steel of stairs or a steel chair. He'll hit you with it. He'll be busting you wide open. And he'll leave you like a government mule that you deserve. So therefore, Brock Lesnar most likely did deserve that Universal Championship title win. And not Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins, to me, I didn't like this guy. Because remember a few years ago when he betrayed his brothers. He turned on his brothers the most. He turned on them. Ambrose and Reigns, they were just two guys by themselves. Then at one point, Rollins turned the tables on the authority. He did. By doing what was best for business. So, let's say that Brock Lesnar, let's get his claws on a rematch. Who wins? Rollins or Brock Lesnar? No, Brock Lesnar wins. It has to be Brock Lesnar. It has to be Brock Lesnar. I know Brock Lesnar is not afraid of nobody, and he'll never be afraid of nobody. Remember that. He'll never be afraid. Now, The Miz. The Miz got a few weeks ago, you attacked Shawn Michaels, the legend, Hall of Famer, ran in front of The Miz. Now The Miz might end up fighting Dolph Ziggler tonight on SmackDown. Who knows? You think Randy Orton's going to fight Kofi Kingston? Yeah, I might be so. Do I think Daniel Bryan has something to do with all the attacks on Roman Reigns last week? Yeah. I think it was him. I cannot be 100% sure who's to blame. Because I think that it was indeed Daniel Bryan. See, Daniel Bryan never liked it, Roman Reigns. Ever. He always hated the guy. He had that gut feeling where I don't like you, I hate you, I don't want to see you here no more, just get out of my way. Hate you. You know what I'm saying? So, how can you trust some of these guys inside the ring? You don't trust them. You clearly don't trust these guys. So therefore, if I don't trust Daniel Bryan, and Daniel Bryan doesn't trust Roman Reigns, then what does this mean exactly? How does this look? It looks bad. It looks real bad on in the ring, Because you two don't like each other. You two hate your guts. So come on. I said those two should have a match tonight. That's what I feel about tonight. Company Hour only on USA Network. Now, presented by the Subway 6 foot long chicken teriyaki sandwich with fries and a drink for only $6. Subway, eat fresh. Now, is everyone so excited for the new copy of pre-order of WWE 2K20 Ultimate Edition coming out soon, October 22nd, year 2019? Ready E for everyone. I'm excited. I am so excited about this game, all right? I think that everybody, brother and sister, are certainly for sure, they're going to go out to GameStop. They're going to go out there and buy this game. And they don't care how much it's going to cost, but they're going to buy it. They're going to buy it for an early Christmas present or a mid-holiday present, who knows, but they're going to go out there and buy it. It comes out October 26th, 2019. You still got time right now, like in the first week of October, first few weeks of September, which is this year, to go and pre-order your copy of WWE 2K20 Ultimate Edition. I myself will definitely go and try it out because it's coming out for the PS4. Yes, it is. And I am so ready for this game, all right? That I am. Now, guess who I saw today, listeners? Our very own from KDFW Fox 4 Network, other than Mr. Ducey on Free For All, weekdays at 10:30, only on Fox 4. Well, I saw him today. And I said, Mr. Ducey, I said, Deuce, what is your thoughts on Zeke Elliott? Do you see him return? He said, yes, he's going to return. I said, what are your expectations for the Dallas Cowboys right now? Are they a Super Bowl contender or not Super Bowl contender? He says, no. They are definitely a Super Bowl contender now. Who do you think they'll face, Deuce? He says, well, look, Cowboy fans, if I had to choose between New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs, the quarterback from Lubbock, Texas, Patrick Mahomes, year 2020 in South Beach, Florida, he said, I'm going to have to choose Cowboys to win. Against who, Deuce? Patriots or Chiefs? Is it Kansas City? Okay. So do you think out of those two AFC teams, Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, who do you think is going to be hard to face out of Dallas? Because look, by the time I start talking about Super Bowl weekend, 2020, and it's gonna be live in South Beach, Florida. They only on check your local listings on Fox. Look, I think right now the only opinion I got in this right now is that Deuce has got a point. See, Deuce knows a lot about sports. And when I asked him the question, he told me he actually believes that the Patriots won't win out the Super Bowl. And he says that the Kansas City Chiefs will also not win out the Super Bowl. So therefore, if the Super Bowl was already beginning, February 2020, I'm only going to say one team out of the NFC East is going to win all. Dallas. I'm going to have to pick Dallas Cowboys. I'm sorry. I don't like the Patriots. I don't like Kansas City neither, but they play heck of a good game. So we'll see. We'll see who comes out the divisional winner and the AFC to the NFC East, Dallas. Cowboys own. That is who I choose. Now, you on the other hand, you have plenty of time to choose who wins it out. I think it's going to be Dallas. I guarantee it's going to be the Dallas Cowboys as the Super Bowl winners in 2020. Now, in Super Bowl year 2021, it's still going to be the Dallas Cowboys. And it might not be no more Tom Brady by then, because Tom Brady by then, he might end up retiring now. I hope so. Tom Brady was supposed to retire, what year? Year 2019. This guy is 40-something years old. Why hasn't he retired yet, huh? Why hasn't he retired? That's what I don't get about this guy. This guy says one thing after another, after another, after another. And it's like, what am I going to believe? Tom Brady or not believe Tom Brady? I can't believe Tom Brady right now. Until Tom Brady says the two words we want to hear, retire from the NFL already, Tom Brady. Because look, kid, your days are counting. Your primetime days are counting, my friend. Your entire body cannot handle playing no more on that football field. I know that you want to continue playing, because maybe what you're looking for is one more championship, one more Super Bowl ring. Well, Tom Brady, you ain't going to get it, brother. You're not going to get it. I don't favor you right now as a Super Bowl winner. I favor Dallas Cowboys as a Super Bowl winner. And I think Las Vegas, Nevada also favors them too. So we'll see. We'll see. Because next month is already what? September. Next month is September. And I'm so excited about September 2019, man. Oh, I'm excited, all right. I am so excited for what day? College football, NFL, college football, NFL, college football, NFL. You know what happens in September? Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball. Well, giving some updates here. Top of the third inning. Mariners lead the Tigers 1-0 as the score. Unbelievable. Now, I could sit here and think all day this evening and say, look, the East Rutherford, New Jersey Giants. Eli Manning from Ole Miss, Mississippi, Mississippi. This guy is not going to cut it. The Giants don't go nowhere. The Eagles don't go nowhere. The Saints don't go nowhere. Redskins don't go nowhere. Seattle doesn't get anywhere. Cardinals don't get anywhere. Chicago doesn't get anywhere. Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota, Atlanta, Carolina, Arizona, Tampa, LA. They don't go nowhere. They don't go nowhere. Okay? They don't. 49ers don't go nowhere. They just don't. I don't like them. They don't go nowhere. They don't. All right. Now, Cleveland. Cleveland, 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 Cleveland. We saw you took our guy. Rico Graves. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, Ohio's very own football team. And the AFC, right? Dog Pound Stadium, Ohio, Eastern Time. The Clevelands won't get nowhere. The Clevelands might win a few regular season games. Just a few. I don't know how many they'll win, but they'll win just a few. Out of all the rest, losing. Losing, losing, losing. Pathetically, losing. Okay. Nobody likes this team. I mean, no one likes these guys. I hate him. And it's Tampa Bay ain't going nowhere near. Tampa ain't going nowhere. No. Now, when I see New England, Kansas City, Dallas, I'm trying to decide which opponent should we face the next Super Bowl in 2020 in South Beach, Florida. Well, I'm going to have to say, bring on the Kansas City Chiefs. Bring on Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback from Lubbock, Texas. versus the quarterback for the state of Mississippi State and the state of Mississippi. Right? That Mississippian team, that Mississippian quarterback named Dak Prescott will take, will embarrass Patrick Mahomes. That's for sure. He will indeed embarrass this guy. How bad is this guy going to get embarrassed? Well, I don't know about all that now. I don't know about that. I can't not be 100% sure if this guy even wants to go out there and win, take him out. We'll see. We'll see, like I said. We'll see. Now, we do appreciate seeing Mr. Deuce, Mike Deuce today. We appreciate seeing Mike Deuce from Fox Sports Sports. I was excited to see this guy today. And we were discussing about that, Elliot. He says, Elliot will come back. And I agree. Elliot will come back. Elliot is the most important player in the NFL right now. And for the Cowboys, he is the most important player. So by the time we get to September, which is next month, he'll be back. He will be back. I'm hoping. I'm hoping to cross my fingers for that. Because somebody don't have no high hopes on this team. I'm not going to say who. We listen to him. We hear him every single day. Not even since I'm only on ESPN Network. Live from New York City. He is indeed the biggest hater of the Dallas Cowboys. And this man, his name is Stephen A. Smith. I know who Stephen A. is. We know him very well. This brother. Oh, he has the guts to say a lot of bad things about this Cowboys team. See, Will King grew up in the Metroplex. That he did. He's always been a big supporter of the Dallas Cowboys. And he always has, always will have been. Now, I am not saying that this Cowboys team, I mean that this Dallas Cowboys fan base does not like the Cowboys. Oh, yes, they do. But when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys haters, tell about those guys that we beat last season, 2018. We beat them all. Every single one of them we beat. And I don't think we're going to do it again. Oh, yeah. We're going to get two things taken care of on revenge. We will get revenge on the Rams. That is for sure. All right, kids, about this year, Major League Baseball. Bomber in the third inning. Cubs are losing to the Phillies. 1-0. Dodgers are leading the Marlins 3-0, top of the fourth inning. Wow, I'm living in there. Now, as diehard Dallas Cowboy fans, how do we feel about this? How do I feel about it? I feel about it bad because I ain't no Cowboy hater. I am a fan until I die. When you believe in a team like this, when you believe in a team like this, it's impossible. It is impossible to know what is really going on. And how bad does it look for you? Make you look, oh, it makes you look real bad, man. It sure indeed makes you look bad because you're saying, okay, I'm a Cowboy fan, bandwagon guy, but I don't support the Cowboys. Okay, that means you're a Cowboy hater. Like Stephen A. Smith. We know a lot of Cowboy haters here at the Metroplex. And I met in persona last year, 2018, in Arlington, Texas. Now, those guys, when they're playing the Saints on that Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, sorry. Redskins, what's it? Yeah, Redskins. They got all mad at us. They got mad at all the Cowboy fans. They got mad at the Cowboys when they beat the Saints. Eagle fans got mad when they lost to the Cowboys in overtime. Yeah, they got mad at us, all right. And then the Giant fans got mad when they lost to the Cowboys. And that's the next one too. Yeah. You're going to get mad. I know you're going to get mad. Everyone knows that. Who cares? Who cares? Ask us, do we care? No, we don't. We don't care. We don't care. Okay? That's the problem. That's the problem. Now, I like to believe that the Dallas Cowboy haters are around us. They surround us everywhere. They always say bad things about us, but I'm not. I'm not the type of person that says bad things about this Cowboys thing because I've been a Cowboy fan for a long, long time. And I grew up in the city of the Metroplex, born and raised in the Metroplex. I always follow America's team. Dallas. Always have, always will. I'm not a bandwagoner. I don't go jumping bandwagon to bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. That's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I'm just guessing how they would feel about it if we were Super Bowl champs. Well, a lot of people are going to hate the Cowboys. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. But I ain't no Cowboy head. I'm a Cowboy supporter. A Cowboy supporter for life. And America's team is the Dallas Cowboys. That is the main America's team right now to this day. There'll never be another America's team. Not like Dallas. Not like Dallas. So, when the first game begins, late Sunday afternoon, only on Fox, Giants Cowboys week one, I got the Cowboys winning game. And the first game Thursday night, NBC, I got Chicago. I'm taking my chances on Chicago over Green Bay. Because here's why. Rodgers don't got no Randall Cobb. Don't got no Matthews. Don't got anybody. And he got no McCarthy. Well, there. Backers are hopeless. Hopeless, 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 hopeless. Hopeless. Very hopeless, I say. Mm-hmm. So... So that just shows you how bad this Cowboys team is. Well, they're good, all right. Nobody can step into their level of level. And nobody can stop. The defense will improve now. Like Coach said a few years ago, somebody come step forward. Somebody's got to step up forward. A player needs to call the plays, right? You get on this side, you get on this side, we're going to sack the quarterback. That's it. That's all you got to do. So once they do that, we'll see. That's the problem. Okay. Nationals lead the Reds 2-0, bottom of the fourth inning. Tigers and Mariners are tied 1-1, bottom of the third inning. Dodgers lead the Marlins 4-0, top of the fourth inning. So... therefore, that's what happened. Give some updates on Major League Baseball. Orioles are trolling Yankees 3-1, top of the fourth inning. We'll keep it in Yankees as well, too. Now, my guess is as good as yours. If Ezekiel Elliott returns to the Cowboys uniform, is he ready? Yes. Are we ready? What he's going to do week one, he's going to rush. I hope he sees at least 1,000 yards. At least 1,000 yards, okay? Yes. That's the problem. That's the problem. Oh man, Nationals lead the Reds 3-0. Bottom of the fourth inning. Unbelievable game there. That is why. That is why. So, look, like I said, Ezekiel Elliott will come back. Dak Prescott will get paid. Amari Cooper will get paid. Okay, everybody knows that. They're not going to turn down these deals. They're going to play. So they're going to have Prescott. Once this is started, we're going to have him signed already. Hopefully. Crossing my fingers on it. That is why. That is why. So I just hope to see ourselves going out as the winners and the NFC East, Dallas Cowboys, and losers, Giants, Redskins, Eagles, Vikings, Lions, Bears, Buccaneers, Panthers, Falcons, Cardinals, Seahawks, Saints, and around LA. That is why. So, I can care less about everyone else's team in the NFL because your teams ain't going to do right. They're going to struggle a lot inside the pocket of scrimmage. And knowing how badly and poorly they play, forget about it, forget about it, forget about it. They're going to really suck. Time to start. Oh, yeah, 49ers don't make any either. They don't go nowhere. Not the 49ers now. So therefore now, this is where it leaves me at. And the AFC, the Titans don't get nowhere. Dolphins don't get nowhere. Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Houston, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Jacksonville, Florida, and Denver, Colorado, and Carson City, California, they don't go anywhere. And these Rutherford, New Jersey Jets and Buffalo Bills, you guys don't go nowhere. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, they don't go nowhere. Oakland, California, Raiders, never. So that leaves me with the Pittsburgh, with the Patriots and Kansas City. Those are. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? So, I know that we all care about this team as fans. Who doesn't? We're big supporters of this organization. And I'm proud to say I am glad to be a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan. That's wrong. That's the problem. So, Mike Ducey says he sees the Cowboys as a Super Bowl contender. I say the same thing too. So we consider the Cowboys a Super Bowl contender, yes. What about the Rangers baseball team? They got to get to 500. They got to get to 500. So today they got to win out in Toronto. Tonight, went out tomorrow to conclude it and come back home and take care of your next opponent. Because that opponent you have to take care of now. As soon as possible. I hope so. I hope so. You know what I'm saying? So, I can tell you right now, that's the bit of problem. That's just the problem right there. Excuse me. That's the problem. That's the problem. That's the problem. Marlins are down to the Dodgers 4-1. Bottom of the fourth inning. Keep her there in the game. Now. Excuse me. Mariners lead the Tigers 2-1. Top of the fourth inning. Keep me updated. Sorry again, people. That's why. So, sorry. I could say that right now, we got a lot of problems here, man. Once right now, I'd like to offer my deepest and sincerely condolences to the people of Oklahoma City right now. The Sooner fans that lost a family member, former running back, he was 50 years old. We do not know the cost of his death right now at the moment, but so I could say that it would be possible now that we do not know the cost of his death yet. So they don't have determined the cost of his death, but I could say, may he rest in peace. He was 50 years old. He was a running back for the Oklahoma City Sooners down in Oklahoma City. And he died at the age of 50. We don't know what was the cost of his death. We have yet to determine that yet. Nobody knows for sure how he died. But the only thing I can say right now is that this guy, this running back out of the Oklahoma City Sooners, we don't know the cost of his death. Like I said, whatever cost of death that he had, whatever cost of death he had, we don't know. We're not his personal doctor to determine what was the cost of his death. Everybody knows what was the cost of his death, but I don't think we know that he did die, indeed. And it is very sad. He will be missed. Of course, he will be missed. Rest in peace. So be it. Now, college football starts real soon. And, alright, the Mariners lead the Tigers 3-1, top of the fourth inning. I'll keep me up there in that game, so too. Nothing I can say about this is we don't know what was the cost of his death, like I said, because we're not his doctors. Whatever cause of death he had, he was the only one that knew. We do not know. We're not his doctors to determine what was the cause of his death. We don't know. Like I said, that is the only problem. Okay, the Cubs and Phillies, another tie, 1-1, top of the fourth inning, and unbelievable baseball game. We'll keep you updated as well there too. Now, whatever cost of death he had on the moment, whatever cost of death he had, we don't know. That is yet to be determined. Sometimes these players, when they died from cause of death, whatever cause they had, we don't know. Only he knew. Was he a healthy running back before? I think he was. He must have been. Where is, was his organs functioning? I hope so. I don't know. I don't live in Oklahoma City. But if they weren't functioning, he must have gone to the doctor multiple times for some prescriptions. And who knows what was the cause of his death again. So, that's like that. So, that's fine. So, whatever cost death he had, we do not know the cost of his death. Anyway. So, I am so excited for NFL. I'm also excited more about college football, and soon high school football comes back. And then we have, what, high school state championship playoffs. Once again, we cannot wait for this one too. So we pretty much got a lot going on right now in our plate. Stuff that needs to be done for the season and everything else that really counts at the moment. So yes, we are indeed so ready for it. Yes. Now hopefully you guys do seem to enjoy this. I know I am. Now, soccer player wise, I am proud of FC Dallas right now. I am. They beat Minnesota United 5-3 last Saturday. 5-3 was the final score. They did wonderful there. So, that's the problem. They did wonderful. Now, Club America, when Renato Ibarra made the goal and Toluca, Mexico, he did wonderful there too, because they beat Toluca 1-0 was the fun score last Sunday. That was wonderful. I am proud of Club America. Club America is sitting in first place in the table, and everybody right now is pretty much angry at the Americanistas. Why is that? I don't know. I mean, look, a lot of people from San Nicolás, Los Garzas, Nuevo León, Monterrey, Nuevo León, they don't like us. They don't like the Capitalinos. I mean, the Capitalinos have two more teams of soccer. Okay? Okay, they're kind of... they're kind of, how do you say, they're kind of hating on us, you know. They got two more teams in Mexico, and they got Pumas, and they got Cruz Azul. And Cruz Azul is shared by Estadio Azteca, but Pumas is shared by Pumas. Okay, Yankees lead the Orioles 5-1, bottom of the fourth inning. Keep me updated. Now, That don't mean that Club America isn't the best. All right, here we go. Updates. Let me show you baseball. Tigers are down to the Mariners 3-2, bottom of the fourth inning. They're down 3-2, bottom of the fourth inning. We'll keep it updated.